Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Ami Khazar being back on the show. Ami is a longtime, golly, coming up on a 9-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the CEO and the founder of Multifunding, multifunding.com. And he is one of the guys who's got his ear to the ground and his finger on the pulse of what's happening across the country to help small business owners get capitalized, get the money that they need. And he now knows what's going on. He's helping to make that happen. He's our good friend, Ami Khazar. Welcome back.
Jim, always a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back. I saw a piece that you wrote recently that you and I had never talked about it, but it turns out we're of the same mind on this. Folks, the piece that you, and you can go to his website and find it, The Shark Tank Myth is alive and well. I've been saying on my show for a long time, number one, that I don't watch the Shark Tank. I mean, I watched it a little bit in the early days, and just a few minutes of it, really. And every once a year, I'll tune in just to make sure I know what's going on. But ever since it came out, I've been saying it, that if you said to me, okay, Jim, you can use one word and one word only to describe Shark Tank, I would say my one word would be dangerous. What do you think?
Well, I think Shark Tank has some benefits in that it does demonstrate creative ideas and what it takes to make them, and some of the elements of what it takes to make them happen and pitching them. However, the contrary to that is that
you're saying from the recipient standpoint, watching these people make pitches, that's an educational thing in and of
yeah,
itself.
I go along with that. Yeah. The converse or the flip side of that is that I call it the short term myth, where it perpetuates this myth that in order to build a company or build a great company, you need an investor, and you need a famous investor, and it's like this answer that giving away some equity in your company to a famous investor is going to take you to the golden land. And first of all, the reality is that 99-point-something percentage of companies aren't investable. If they go okay, they might be lendable, but they're not investable.
Right.
And the second thing is that and what happens is many entrepreneurs, I think, is they get focused on thinking that they need that investor to make it happen. And they often think they need more money than they actually do, and they get so focused on trying to raise that big round and trying to get in front of those famous investors or the investors that they think they'll do the job for them, that they don't actually focus on actually getting a customer and getting some revenue and getting the business going.
That's the most important part right there. That to me, my constant refrain to anybody I talk to who's trying to start a business is to tell them that the holy grail component of capital is from a customer. And a customer buys your stuff. That is the holy grail of capital.
I'll tell you a story, Jim, and it's this does not have to do with Shark Tank, but early on in our practice, I got a call from a woman who had, of all things, invented the world's greatest horse shampoo. And she had a business plan that was beautiful, and it might have weighed more than my newborn at the time. And some jerk had taken her only $40,000 to write this business plan.
Oh, man.
And this business plan was for a raise of $5 million to buy her building and her equipment and hire her management team and all this. And I said to her, "Are you trying to sell this stuff yet?" She said, No. I said, "Throw away your business plan.
Yeah.
Go get a customer and go get a co-packing facility and let's go." And I never heard from her again, but I can't imagine.
Oh yeah! No, there's too many people. One of the greatest examples that I know of in the early days. I'm trying to think of the lady's name who created Spanx. She did exactly what you just told that woman to do. You know, she went and found somebody to make her underwear. So hold on to that thought. We're gonna take a quick break. Come right back with Amit Kazar. We're gonna talk some more about why I think Shark Tank is dangerous. Some elements are okay. And even in the pitching of the experts, the investors, even some of the pitching, which might be educational, some of that is wrong. And we'll tell you why after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.